the ride. Please don't enjoy the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, which is linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, which is behind enemy lines. We are here for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern. We're also available at the following locations. Our YouTube channel, which I've now renamed YawnTube, since as of this week, you cannot speak about anything related to, well, the future of this country, that being what happened with this election and the totalitarian deep state stealing of the attempted stealing of the election. So if you speak about it on YouTube or YawnTube, you're going to be, well, discontinued. so you're left with showing videos of giving your dog a treat or having your kids do somersaults or something. But we're going to push the envelope, of course, at Operation Freedom. But in addition to that, we put up new video presentations on another platform called Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E, rumble.com. I encourage you to go there. We will put up new videos usually every Tuesday along with our YouTube, YawnTube presentations. We're also available on our website, davejanda.com, where we have the free, the public side, and we also have the subscription side where we hope you'll support what we do. $9 a month, biggest bang for the buck in all the internet. On the homepage, free, in the blue bar section, my recent interview this past week with General Michael Flynn and also with Patrick Byrne, the IT guru, who... if you will, brought a group of hackers together and IT specialists together this past summer, looked at previous elections, were working the election real time, monitoring what was going on from a criminal standpoint, documented it. And then when the voting machines were asked to have a forensic analysis, Patrick in his private plane brought up his hacker team last Sunday. And they did their forensic analysis on those Dominion machines. Now, right now, there's a judge's order that Patrick is not to speak about it. In the interview, he didn't speak about it, but he addressed the issue. And if you watch that interview, you will know and have a pretty good indication of what they found and where this is going this week. There's a hearing tomorrow in front of a judge about releasing the information. The Secretary of State in the state of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, is trying to block the information. Why would she want to block the information? Well, there's only one reason, right? There's only one reason. She doesn't want you to know the truth. No, and her handlers, man, from what we heard this morning, that the communist Chinese government has infiltrated all levels of federal and state and local governments, and in addition to corporate America and corporate world. I wonder if we did some investigation about some of these state officials in the state of Michigan about, well, where their bread might be being buttered with the old communist butter from China. My next guest is someone who's a very dear friend of mine and someone who's an incredible patriot, Major General Paul Vallelie. He retired from the United States Army as Deputy Commanding General, United States Army in the Pacific in Honolulu. General Vallelie graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army, serving a distinguished career of 32 years. General Vallelie is a graduate of the Infantry School, the Ranger and Airborne School, the Jumpmaster School, and the Command and General Staff School, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, and the Army War College. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. He served in many overseas theaters, to include Europe and the Pacific Rim countries, as well as two combat tours in Vietnam. He has served as a consultant to the commanding general of the Special Operations Command, and he's been a military analyst. You've seen him on television and radio for, well over 15 years. He is also a guest lecturer on national security, international political economic issues, strategic planning matters, and the global war against radical Islam and other threats to America. He has a great website, an organization which he's founded, Stand Up America. Now, website. Stand Up America US. You got to put the US. StandUpAmericaUS.org. It is my honor to welcome back my friend, General Paul Vallelie. Paul, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
David, it really is a pleasure every Sunday when I get a chance to talk to you, and we attempt to solve the problems going on in the world in this country. What a challenge we have.
It really is, Paul. And here's let's have your take. First, let's have your take on the election and where we're going, because with the Supreme Court decision on Friday of not even listening to the merits of the case and taking the Texas case and essentially saying, two patriots, Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, said, no, we want to hear this. The seven unmagnificent other judges decided, no, we don't even want to hear about the merits of this. We're just on a little process issue, going to let it go. Many people felt defeated. In fact, there are a number of cases. Sydney has four cases before the Supreme Court. Lynn Wood has one. Pennsylvania has another case. But there are many other avenues. Your assessment, Paul, in where we are in this battle, because many patriots on Friday night said, we're done, that's it, it's over. I don't believe that's the case, but what's your take?
Well, in spite of stealing the election, the left will have us believe they've won the political and cultural war, and now are in the process of removing all the bodies in Washington under Trump, and the Biden machine is poised to take over. But the Supreme Court didn't even have a hearing on the 7-2. They're not doing their job. Where is justice? Aren't they doing their homework to listen to all the evidence, all the witnesses of the fraudulent election we've just experienced? I mean, to me, again, like the Attorney General, it's a dereliction of duty. Dereliction of duty. And not standing by our Constitution and by a president who, by all means possible, is attempting to restore the republic, abide by our Constitution, our values, and traditions. I mean, Stand Up America Foundation, U.S. Foundation, we've written over 12 different in-depth analysis articles on the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. We just finished our fourth now on Eyes on Canada, which is a whole different dimension of Chinese influence. So anyhow, we're working hard as we can, Dave, at Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, to get the word out through the media, TV, radio, as best we can to save this republic.
Well, and Paul, Stand Up America U.S. has been all over this for many, many months, actually years, which is why when I saw this report today, this that came out through Sky News Australia, the first person I thought of actually was you, because you've been pointing about these relationships with the Communist Chinese Party and government officials at all levels in our country, federal, state, local. You've been speaking about that for years. The report I mentioned earlier, but it bears repeating because the bought-off lamestream fake media will never touch this. It was out of Sky News Australia. Major leak exposes members and lifts the lid on Chinese Communist Party. A major leak containing a register with the details of nearly 2 million CCP members, Communist Chinese Party members, has occurred, exposing members who are now working all over the world while also lifting lid on how the party operates under Xi Jinping. What's amazing about this database is not just that it exposes people who are members of the Communist Party and who are now living and working all over the world, from Australia to the United States to the UK, but the leak demonstrates party branches are embedded in some of the world's biggest companies and even inside government agencies at all levels. Communist Party branches have been set up inside Western companies, allowing the infiltration of those companies by Communist Chinese Party's members who, if called on, are answerable directly to the Communist Party, to the chairman, and the president himself. I mean, Paul, you've been talking about this for months, years.
Well, just in the past month, we have put out more information and intelligence on the connectivity of the Chinese Communist Party to our universities, to Silicon Valley, to members of Congress. It's sort of pitiful, Dave, in a way that we have to do this rather than the Central Intelligence Agency, who, again, are not doing their job. I'd close them down and open something up different on Monday, just like the FBI. But it's tragic. The dereliction of duty is a broad cross against our government, to include the Supreme Court, to include the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, and Congress. We are in deep, deep, deep trouble here in America, and we've got to come up and correct it And President Trump is the only one I know that can keep us on the track, the right track, to save America.
You know, Paul, several years ago, I started speaking about this executive order issued on September 12, 2018 by President Trump, entitled the Executive Order on Imposing Certain Sanctions in the Event of Foreign Interference in the United States Election. I believe it's going to come into play this week, because in the executive order, it says within 45 days, the Director of National Intelligence, at this point, John Ratcliffe, presents a report on foreign interference in an election. And 45 days ends this coming Friday. Now, this report could well be issued before Friday, but I believe it's going to have a significant effect on the results of this election. Many people believe that that's just hopium or that's false analysis. What's your take?
It's not false at all. And if we're focusing now on the critical date, which is January the 6th, that the president and this window is closing very quickly. But the president has his options. He knows what is legal by the Constitution, and he will enforce that. Now, even if it comes to martial law at the end, and military tribunals for those who have committed treason, that may be in the offing as well. We hope not. But we can't depend on the Supreme Court to do their job right now when we've seen evidence of how they vote.
And Paul, I want your take right now on the state of the military, because in my opinion, I believe this is a good thing. Esper was moved out. Chris Miller was moved in. Kash Patel is his assistant. And Ezra Cohen Watnick was brought in to oversee special operations. Could you please discuss the significance of those moves and your take on those moves?
Now, and also my good friend, Colonel Doug McGregor, has been brought in. In the policy part of the Department of Defense. The significant thing that's happened in the last 2 weeks is Chris Miller has brought in the commander of the Special Operations Command, a four-star, to report directly to him rather than through the Unified Commands and through the JCS. This is significant. And he is looking at his Special Operations Command with their intelligence to be the backbone if we have to go to any such thing as martial law. We don't have to do that, but we have to do what we have to do. We can't permit a fraudulent election to take place at the highest level of our government, being supported by the left wing in Congress and throughout the deep state. This is the survival of America, what we're talking about right now. And we know the left. You look at Pelosi, you look at members of Congress who's entered into alliances with the globalists, who don't want to see a strong America, and the Chinese Communist Party. And you know what's interesting? Russia's almost been swept aside as a communist failure. Russia's not the culprit here. I've been pointing that out for the last year as well, after my trip over there before General Flynn to Moscow. We're at a crunch point now, and we're in that window, like we discussed. But President Trump knows the time frame. He understands the integrity that must be maintained, retained in the White House and the highest levels of our government. We have so many weak people, even in the executive branch, as I said, in the FBI, CIA, which have been totally politicized. And now I can't understand A.G. Barr. What is up with him?
Yeah, it's very concerning. I mean, he's beyond mute. And this is not a time for patriots to be mute.
Absolutely.
Now, absolutely. Paul, it was announced, I believe, yesterday that Secretary of Defense Miller was cutting out the CIA on a number of different fronts. And right. There's been some consternation about the director of the CIA, Gina Haspel, and her actions and who she actually was playing for. I want to play a clip that's several weeks old that Sydney was on Newsmax, and she specifically spoke about some involvement of the agency in this potential election issue and illegal surveillance. I want to play it for you and then get your take. Derek, could you hit that for us, please?
The tie-in is that there's no way these programs could have been run around the world to affect elections without the CIA. We also have had people disclose to us the whole hammer program that was created for the CIA and Scorecard, which is essentially the same thing. It seems like every country has used something like this to do what it wants to do. Supposedly ours was invented to influence foreign elections, but that too could have been turned on this election. It's all part of the same part and parcel of government interference in elections to make choices against the will of the people. And the will of the people in this country was that Donald Trump win in a landslide. If we can get to the bottom of it, and I am determined to do that, I think we'll find he had at least 80 million votes. The only reason the glitches happened in the system was because he was had so far many more votes than they had calculated in advance. Their algorithms wouldn't perform the functions they'd originally performed or were set to perform. They couldn't make up the vote count. He had gotten so many hundreds of thousands more than they planned. So that's when they had to stop the counting and come up with a way to backfill the votes or destroy votes for Trump while they fabricated votes for Biden.
Sidney Powell, who is a former federal prosecutor, by the way, spent 10 years working for the federal government.
Your take, Paul.
I agree 100% with Sidney Powell's analysis. She understands the problem. She understands what has occurred in the deep state. She has understood through her discussions with the people that have involved at the highest levels of our intelligence committee that are supporting Trump, not committee, but the part of the group that's supporting Trump. We know probably Gina Haspel is part of the deep state. She was an understudy of John Brennan. So what does that tell you? Again, go back to the fact that the shared intelligence, that is one of the reasons that Chris Miller has announced that separation of the military from the CIA. You can't trust the CIA and their intelligence or lack of, but you can, as President Trump is, he depends on and he believes in what he's getting from the military side of things. As far as intelligence.
So Paul, when I look at it, when I saw those announcements and when you listen to Sidney and you have some of the other background information, I get the impression that the military sees the CIA, or at least a faction of it, as the enemy of freedom and of the Constitution of our country. And I believe with some of these announcements by Secretary of Defense Miller, he's essentially declared war on at least a faction of the CIA, including the leadership.
Dave, it's based upon trust. And when I was at the Pentagon, I was involved in some very high-level policies and strategies at the Pentagon and when I was out in the Pacific. And I can tell you it's based on trust, where we trust the individuals who are in positions I would say decision-making positions. When you get up at the higher levels, that we trust who they are, what they are, and what they say. We have seen this being torn apart when you go back to the Clintons, you go back even to the Bushes and the Obamas, how that trust has deteriorated, particularly even among our own generals and admirals. Many of the Obama appointees were firmly disliked by many of us who were on the more conservative side, not supporting the left. But we have four stars that have gone array, and they have followed this socialist pattern. For what reason? For what reason, Dave? I cannot understand how they cannot see what's going on and would support Joe Biden, for example. I don't understand it.
Well, can we? I want to speak about, you mentioned the military. You know, former Secretary of Defense General Mattis.
Right.
He supported Biden. And you mentioned about relationships with China, and tell me if I'm wrong, but there was a picture I saw of Mattis in civilian clothes around a number of different individuals. It appeared to be, now maybe I got this wrong, tell me I'm wrong, Paul, I'd like to actually be told I'm wrong on this, around a number of Chinese communist military personnel. Am I wrong in that, my assessment of that picture and his potential relationship?
Those pictures you saw were a depiction of the People's Liberation Army officers with General Mattis. And, you know, I've been in taking pictures with overseas people, with Russians, Chinese, and so on. So you can't base a lot on pictures that are taken, but Mattis definitely was there with the PLA representatives. And, of course, what Justin Trudeau's been doing up in Canada, having actually Chinese troops trained with the Canadian forces just north of our border, and we put out a report on that as well. But keep in mind, we're at war with the CCP and China as they tried to be the dominant force in the world.
Paul, you just mentioned something. Many people have said this issue with Chinese troops being in Canada is conspiracy theorist, fear porn, and that it does not exist. In fact, your findings are very different from that, what I just stated. In fact, they are present there, aren't they?
Absolutely. And they're working through Vancouver, British Columbia is their key entrance point into the United States. And then that leaks across into Winnipeg, where there was a tie at Winnipeg University between on Wuhan and Chinese doctors who worked out of Wuhan, but they were in Winnipeg. It goes all the way to Toronto, Quebec, Ottawa. The infiltration of buying up tremendous amounts of agricultural property in Canada. And then the Chinese Communist Party, through their facilitators in Vancouver, have managed to buy up a lot of bankrupt Canadian companies in Canada that went into bankruptcy. They've come back, the Chinese come in now and bought those companies to control a lot of the natural resources in Canada, which are very numerous, by the way. So we have a whole situation going on in Canada. I haven't heard anything from the CIA on that. Nothing. But there they are, just north of our border.
I'm sure it's a coincidence, Paul, that, well, Dominion, the voting machine company, they were domiciled in Toronto, Canada. I'm sure there's no connection there with China.
Right? Absolutely. And on the same floor was George Soros' office there. So, you know, connect the dots a little bit and connect the close relationship that Justin Trudeau, father and mother, had with Cuba and Fidel Castro. And there's very substantial proof now that Justin Trudeau was the son of Margaret Trudeau and Fidel Castro. How about that?
That's not a match made in heaven. That's a match made somewhere else, way down south. And I don't mean
Antarctica. Canadians told me that. I didn't make it up. Just Google it. Fidel and Justin looked just alike at 19. And Margaret went back 9 months after she had Justin introduced to her introduced the baby to the biological father, which was Fidel. And you can see the pictures if you Google them. It's interesting. So all
Paul,
this is going on.
I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, arguing, and will do. Folks, you can follow General Vallely's efforts at standupamericaus.org. You're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, behind enemy lines.